First, three men who are or who have been homeless and are now selling the big issue in Brighton give their off-the-cuff responses. Patrick has been on and off the streets for 6 years, but has now moved into a flat. What does health mean to him?
Staying alive. Obviously, in the winter, you suffer a lot more than in the summer, health-wise. I got asthma out of it. I don't know whether it's being homeless or whatever, but like 5 years ago, I had to be moved into hospital with chronic asthma. If I've got a problem, I'm signing up with a doctor and take my Ventolin, Becketide, and yeah. Luckily, that is the only health problem I do have.
Paul sells the magazine while sleeping rough.
What does health mean to me? I don't really know. Just keeping myself fit and clean. But I do walk everywhere, so that's basically what keeps me in good shape, really, you know. But other than that, I don't do any exercises at all.
Brian has now been rehoused thanks to Brighton Housing Trust.
Well, if I went out here, I wouldn't be doing a big issue. I'd be indoors all day. But I'm not an indoor person. I'm out 6 o'clock every morning, walking along the beach.
Now, six people from the deprived Pilton estate in Edinburgh give their response to the question, what does health mean to you? Robbie has been grappling with a weight problem and an eating disorder.
Health is, looking bright, cheerful. I must say thin again, because thin's quite a big thing for me. Eating properly, but understanding about what food is, what you're putting in your body, understanding about what's in a tin of food, like all the yeast and things like that. I don't understand about that yet, but I'm trying to. No, I feel healthier now. I've got to admit that, because then I had lost so much weight so quickly. Even although I'd lost all that weight, I hadn't even noticed that I'd lost it. So it's quite a hard question to answer that.
Wilma has struggled with mental health problems and now volunteers at the local stress centre.
Having come through what I've come through, healthy to me means a variety of things. It doesn't just mean physical health. It means contentment, happiness, more outspoken in things that concern me. It means so many things now. Smoking 20 cigarettes a day, if I choose to do so.
Jackie has become very active in a self-help group for mothers with postnatal depression.
If you are healthy enough to get up in the morning and do what you've got to do without having to worry about being exhausted or breaking down by dinner time, you're happy, everybody's happy. That's my idea of health. Oh, yes. No, just stop smoking and stop drinking. That's no good to me. I do them all. But health starts for me. I've got to be healthy in my family to get up in the morning and do what I've got to do and still have a smile on my face at 10 o'clock at night. To me, that's healthy.
The Pilton Community Health Project aims to involve local residents in improving their own health. George is an active volunteer.
I don't think I would define healthy as being without any diseases and fully fit and all that. As somebody who struggles to stop smoking, I'm not at all sure that's relevant to how I would describe health. I think it's got to be something much more holistic than just the fact that the machine's working well. It's about your environment. It's about the relationships that you have with people, the relationships that you're allowed to have with people round about you, that society gives you the space for some sort of creativity in your life. So it's not just about whether the machine works well, but it's about whether you can actually explore life to the fullest of what you've got. I don't think I do, but that's what I think health is about. It's much more holistic than whether you take pills or whatever.
Roberta is a paid worker with the Pilton Elderly Forum.
I think an awful lot of people maybe tend to think of health
if you're either not feeling well or you're ill, you know, and that's health. But I think health is just a feeling of well-being, that you're living in decent housing. There's resources about you that you can actually do things. You know, it's like the new centre they've built up the road, you know, the big swimming pool. I mean, that's, to me, is promoting health, because people are being able to get about and go and do things that before they would have to maybe take all their kids on a bus to go up to the Commonwealth Pool, where now they can just go up the road. You know, so I think environment, you need a good environment to be healthy.
Christina has a background in health visiting and, like Roberta, is also employed by the project.
If I had to give one sentence, I think it's having within one's grasp a certain capacity for enjoyment of life. Not just capacity, that there is enough enjoyment. So that if you looked at a really satisfying, full life, that enjoyment would be part of it, that wouldn't be eaten away by some painful condition or such awful housing that's a constant anxiety or unbearable stress. So the picture of health might include quite a few warts, but if there's enough enjoyment, if over a week, say, there's one really brilliant time, that can perhaps balance out some of the other things.